offer deadline on Oak Street, mile 3.
Welcome to the housing market. I'm with Redfin, and I'm here to help.
I need to sell my house.
Great. Redfin charges a 1% listing fee when you buy and sell with us, which is more than half off the usual fee, and saves you an average of $8,400.
Oh, wow. Is that all?
Yep.
I'm kidding. You had me at 1%.
Want to win? Sell with Redfin. It's real estate done right.
Bidding war at the offers counter in 5 minutes.
Average savings is Redfin refund plus 1% listing fee. Subject to minimums. Not available in all areas. Learn more at redfin.com.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Hello everyone, it's another brand new week and you're welcome to Melon Sugar. I'd like to thank each and everyone for doing the listening on our first episode last week, and I'm very, very grateful. Today, we'll be starting with our new series titled Matter Living. And for this first episode, we'll be going on about guilty pleasures. I think everyone has his or her own guilty pleasure. So don't forget to follow us on Spotify or any other platform. Switch on the notifications to get informed. So someone will ask, what is your guilty pleasure? What are my guilty pleasure? And we all know them. We see them on TV shows. We see them in movies. We love them even though we just know they are bad. The trashy books we read and we simply can't put it down. The awful earworms we hate to love, and our picky stops of things that we don't like usually want to see them. These are called guilty pleasures. Yeah, and sometimes someone will say, oh, my guilty pleasure is maybe making some like abnormal stuff or something, but you just feel so guilty about it that you always continue to do it. Yeah, so what is guilty pleasure? So in like Wikipedia or anything, or in a dictionary, they will say it's something that we enjoy but we know we are either not supposed to like, or that liking is something negative about us. So for me, I would say my guilty pleasure is watching a rundown of like 70s movies and all that, so you can just come into my room and I'll just be watching like marathons of shows that for you, you would never like, but for me, I would always like to watch. Yeah. So, you may ask, can I get rid of guilty pleasures? I might say yes or no, because we all have activities we love, or food we crave, or we think of as a guilty pleasures. Things that aren't good for us, that we feel will embarrass us if anyone else knows about it. But that's what we enjoy. So, like, you might want something, you might need something. But that thing, when it gets out of your comfort zone, or when you are in your comfort zone, you seem like it's cool for you. But when you are outside, you don't want your friends to know about it. So sometimes you kind of like back in, but you always want to have your own time to do that. And someone will say, well, I like reading airport novels, or he or she likes to check it or have a true confession. Maybe for you, you know, it's love. It's love double-edged chocolate ice cream that you want, or like chocolate sauce or chocolate sprinkle, or like gummy worm, or like bonbon, or anything. So you just want to like have some thing that will just make you like go so like cheesy romantic. Like if you're a girl, you want to be in the mood, like enjoy. So sometimes it's just like you having that comfort of your own to say, okay, now me want me comfort zone, so I'm trying to experience something, having that pleasure. So you get tempted by what, by like somewhat by the guilt, no? So sometimes guilt pleasure, no, it will make you like feel guilty because they are so bad for you. So sometimes if you are like a fat person or something, you might think for you, you know, you're like eating like fattening food, time wasting games, IQ section sitcom, like, you know, you are just exploring, having fun with it, but in turn, you know, it is like it is hurting you. Yeah, it's so bad for you. So you just have to like maybe minimize it or stop. Yes. And for someone will also say, so the guilt, you know, does it ultimately like arise? Yeah, it does. So from the pleasure itself, you have to like have more of like work attitude, or deeply breed commitment to like constant self-improvement through like dieting, extreme sports. Like you have to like self-help book, get something that will really, really help you hold pleasure in like your real, in like your rather low esteem, so that it gives you what you want and what you want out of like maybe minimizing or getting rid of your guilty pleasures. So with that, I'll just say it's just time for you to just strike that face, like that free guilty pleasure from your vocabulary. Because that idea is like things that take of living, like that should help us to like basically be content with what we have in life, and of course good for those who profit most from our work, but it is not good for the rest of us. So someone will say, work is good, of course, yeah, things need to get done, but work without pleasure is for automats, not human being. Yeah, it's true indeed. Yeah, work without pleasure is somehow boring. So I think you should just try to limit it. You can't always force yourself and be always having that guilty like pleasure, having extreme pleasure in all that. So you have to make sure you get the concept of like having a guilty pleasure, so it can help you in your conformity, so that you don't eat that, you don't watch that, you don't read that, you don't do that, you don't read that. You just have to make sure you do that at certain times. So like, we are supposed to eat, watch, read, do, be, if we are, so that we can be taken serious as adults. Because you might not know whatever will arise out of it, yeah, by just defying that, yeah. So moving forward, for the psychology part, you might think that why does guilt increase pleasure? In contrary, from taking a cue from experts, we may have more than enough worries that are out of our control. So without feeling bad about the things we should enjoy, but that's what like maybe psychologists have found, that those guilty pleasures feeling that about our diet or lifestyle don't appear to help us live a healthy life, rather than leading us away from temptation. Guilt often drives us straight to our vices. So sometimes a lot of people having like serious guilt about wicked things, so they just be having like pleasuring, and it can lead to like a whole lot of like stupid vices. So for my friends, they have like stupid sex drives and like crazy sex drives. So you get one of my friends who's like always wanting sex on and found like war dick anyway, but he'll just like go inside and just mess up. So after that, you see say like he's so unsure of himself, he wish he had never done it, and sometimes too he like not in it, like I said, necra jumpy finim. But what can you do? You just have to just let him know of his guilt, that if he continue to pleasure his guilt, a lot of things will like happen and he will like feel so terrible about it. So for one thing that I think most of my listeners you have is the low brand attitude. That is when you overindulge yourself every now and then into like maintaining your role power with larger goals. So whenever like you try to use self-control to resist a temptation to continue an unpleasant task, the strength of this muscle is like depleted, so it's harder for you to like resist desires in like subsequent situation. So like consider like reality TVs. So during which like you can spend a whole evening compulsory like devouring episodes after episodes of like Date Rush, like every show on TV, and you'll be like, oh okay, let me continue watching, like eating a whole lot of like other junk food and stuff. So in that sense, you are getting like your pleasure is like giving you of more of a guilt and like giving you of like bad vices. So that could lead to a whole lot of things that can like damage your self-control and your willpower and your like healthy life, and like you will not be able to like, and you will not be able to benefit in a whole lot of way. So it is often the people with the most depleted self-control who feel like, who feel the guiltiest. Yeah, when unipan or self-control is depleted to the extent that you feel so guilty about yourself. And I'll just say, for one of my phrases that I like so much is, one thing that you might think might be ignored in literature is that it's okay to indulge, and it's not nice to feel pleasure from indulgence. If you are eating the right thing most of the time, you don't have to worry about the ice cream that makes you feel guilty. Just enjoy the pleasure and it's fine. And that is what you have to plan to do. Yes. So up next, I'll be playing a video. So up next, I'll be playing a voice note from our listeners who like to share their guilty pleasures with us. So let's take a listen and we'll be right back. And also for these are like the common like guilty pleasures everyone on social media does, like googling like random words. You just google a movie, like look for a word or something. You basically just search through the web, just searching for like me a word that you just found on the internet and you are not really sure. So in turn, you try searching, then you are either confused or you don't really know what's like you are really about. Yeah. And for the second one is the Snapchat filters. Oh, I love them. Seriously, with the new update, I just update, then I try out the filters. I can sometimes try it on like for an hour, then I get back to myself and I'm like, whoa, so all this time I've been on Snapchat just trying out filters. And I guess that's what you listening to me, that's what you also do. And scrolling, and the third one would be like scrolling aimlessly on Instagram. Seriously, with that thing, with the reels, oh, that's what I mostly do. I can just scroll and just watch funny stuff on Instagram, like Aloma and Tacoma, those skits. So you just kind of scroll, just watching what's going on. So by the time that you maybe be satisfied, then MTN or Airtel will just tell you you have used 100% of your bundle, and you're like, what have I done? So I think that's the most. So I think that's the top three guilty pleasures people intend to have on social. So guys, as I end this episode, I'd like to say a very big thank you to you all for listening to Melon Sugar on this series titled Smarter Living, with our first episode, Guilty Pleasures. I'd like to thank you all for doing the listening, and don't forget to follow us on Spotify or any other streaming app and switch on notifications to get informed of new episodes released as soon as they come out. If you have any message you want to talk about or anything you want to say, you can just log on to www.anchor.fm/melonsug. Just MELONSUG, Melon Shook. Or you can just send a voice note on the Anchor app, or just send a message to our official Gmail, or email us on our email melonshook@gmail.com. So I want to thank you all guys for doing the listening. And I'll see you guys next week with a part 2 and the final episode of the Smarter Living series. Have a great weekend. Bye.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before. That's the note Jeremy wrote to me in my yearbook in the sixth grade. How'd you even know that?
Because it's from Geico.
Yeah, wait, here it is. Dear Luke, have a great summer. P.S. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Love, Jeremy.
Geico's had this tagline for years, because we help save people money.
So wait, you're saying Jeremy copied you? Yeah, that actually does sound like something the J-Man would do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.